What's the cell of origin with clear cell?
It's a proximal tubule cell. So it's where erythropoietin is made and where proteins are reabsorbed.
Renal cells always had the reputation of being a little bit different. You know, you see these patients, as you just described, who presumably have had metastatic disease for quite a while, a bunch of different syndromes. This may seem like kind of a naive question. Can you just sort of talk conceptually about clear cell carcinoma specifically? I mean, compared to some of the common tumors we deal with, breast, lung, colorectal cancer, particularly in terms of why it doesn't respond to chemotherapy.
Well, the way I describe it is that it arises from the tubule, which is bathed in acidic, awful urine. Think about it like a leathery, thick-skinned cell. It's got to survive in an acidic, toxic environment. It's living in urine. Think about that. So if the tubule cell is living in urine or near like that, it is a tough cell. These cells also overexpress a lot of P-glycoprotein. P-glycoprotein is the transport protein to help get proteins from the urine back into the tissues. Remember the P-glycoprotein story? That story is still relevant. P-glycoprotein was discovered by Tony Fojo and the guys at the NIH in the 80s, and the highest expression was in biliary tract and renal tubule. So the kidney and kidney cancer cells vastly overexpress P-glycoprotein. And that's probably why drugs like Taxol, Adriamycin, the apothalones don't work. It's my belief that that is why the antimetabolites work. Gemcitabine works. Capecitabine works. Not very well, but certainly at a 10 to 15% rate. That's probably why Alimta works in renal cell. Okay, Alimta's just come in as a 10 to 15% drug because they're not transported by the P-glycoprotein. And therein lies the dichotomy. Renal cell doesn't respond to chemotherapy, and therefore everybody pursued other things, cytokines, non-traditional chemotherapies, and lately these VEGF agents.